Blog Talk Radio.
Arms.
Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Bless you all, saints. Bless each and every last one of you. Hallelujah. Yah is good. Let me get a sound check, saints. Let me see how I'm coming in. How's the volume? How's the quality? All right, I got a 10 there. Brother Rich, Sister Chan. All right, glory to the King. Got an in-house sound check. All right, the 10s are rolling in. Brother Ugly Faithful, 11. Glory to the King. Well, saints, bless you all. Hallelujah. I greatly appreciate that, your feedback and participation. But Yah is good, saints. He really is. He is awesome. I just want to greet you all, as I normally do on this particular broadcast, to all the saints that are scattered abroad, the beloved of Yah, those called to be saints, grace to you and peace from Yahweh, our Father, and Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. Hallelujah. Blessings to you all, saints of the Most High, Yah. Hallelujah. My brother there, and Brother Case there, he told me he loves the intro there, so I couldn't, hallelujah, have to go forth with it. Hallelujah, and keep tradition. But glory to the King. I pray y'all, saints, that y'all are encouraged on this beautiful day, this first day of the week. Hallelujah, and hope you spend time with the Father, giving praise and worship unto Him, because we can't do none of this without Him. So all praise to the Most High Yah. Hallelujah, through Yeshua HaMashiach, through the Messiah Jesus, hallelujah, who gives us our strength, hallelujah, and He's been blessing us, saints. He really has been blessing us. I also want to give honor to our beloved pastor, Pastor Charles Dowell Jr., hallelujah, and for all that he does. And blessings unto him, and that his hands will continue to be blessed going forward. Hallelujah. Pray for all the pastors in Israel. Hallelujah. Teach McKnight, all of the elders in Israel, and all of the heads of the assemblies and the home fellowships. Hallelujah. So bless you all. Hallelujah. And I'm your host, saints, for the evening, Elder Donnie, as many of you know. And I want to welcome you to this broadcast. Hallelujah. To all our brethren, friends, foes, and enemies alike, glory to the King. Just want to welcome you. But, saints, I tell you, man, Yahweh is truly, truly, truly shining His light upon us. Hallelujah. His light, meaning the knowledge, how He's really showing us and uncovering unto us just how vast and how wonderful and beautiful, you know, He is. And it truly is a joy, I will say, to be living in this time that we're living in, receiving the type of word that we are receiving. I'm going to tell you, saints, Sabbath was just beautiful. All the way through, it was just beautiful. You know, from the start of it all the way to the end of the end of to sundown. Glory to the King. Yah is really blessing us as a people. Hallelujah. I pray that you take none of it for granted and overlook none of it. Hallelujah. But that you are truly striving to really get this word in your heart and to really be obedient servants. Hallelujah. That you are working on yourself, perfecting yourself, you know, and striving, earnestly striving, thanks to the Most High Yah. There's going to be no excuses for us, none whatsoever. We have too much, too many examples, too many witnesses that went before us, too much that we know. Hallelujah. And I just pray that the words, you know, that come forth from the pulpit really minister to your hearts and your minds and really cause a change in your lives. Glory to the King. It truly is something to behold. Hallelujah. Say, but I won't continue on here. And as I always read from Psalms 19, just to start it off, so put it on your mind and on your heart how serious it is about the law and how we should desire it. And the goodness of it and the rewards of it. Glory to the King. Psalms 19, starting at verse 7 through 11. And it says, the law of Yahweh is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of Yahweh is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of Yahweh are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of Yahweh is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of Yahweh is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of Yahweh are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Hallelujah. So that's encouragement. Hallelujah. The law is pure. It sure is pure. And you think about our Elohim. He's pure. And all things in which he created, hallelujah, are tended to be pure. He's calling us out, saints, to be a set-apart people, a clean people. And all the way we're going to reach that is through obedience, hallelujah, to his law and seeking after it. Hallelujah. Psalms 119, 66 through 69, and it says, teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I have believed thy commandments. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now have I kept thy word. Thou art good and doest good. Teach me thy statutes. The proud have forced a lie against me, but I will keep thy precepts with my whole heart. Glory to the King. I got one more here I'm going to read. Hallelujah. And this is from Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 2. Glory to the King. Listen to what it says. It says, My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding. Yea, if thou criest, listen to this, if thou criest after knowledge and lifted up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shall thou understand the fear of Yahweh. You hear that? And find the knowledge of Yahweh. So it's going to take some work. Let's take some effort in order to comprehend the fear of Yahweh. We must cry, saints. We must cry after knowledge. We must lift up our voice for understanding. Hallelujah. If only we would incline in our hearts with wisdom and apply it. Oh, hallelujah. I'm going to keep going in this here chapter, saints. I'm right here on verse 6. It says, Proverbs 2 and 6, it says, for Yahweh giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. He keepeth the path of judgment and preserveth the way of his saints. Then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity. Yea, every good path, when wisdom entereth into thine heart and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul, discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee, to deliver thee from the way of the evil man, from the man that speaketh forward things, who lead the path of unrighteousness to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice to do evil and delight in the forwardness of the wicked. Those ways are crooked, and thy forward in their path, and they forward in thy path, in their path. Excuse me, thanks. Hallelujah. Oh, it is a lie. Glory to the King. Verse 16 says, to deliver thee from the strange woman, even from the stranger which flattereth with her words, which forsaketh the guide of her youth and forgetteth the covenant of her Elohim. For her house inclineth unto death, and her path unto the dead. None that go unto her return again, neither take they hold of the path of life. That thou mayest walk in the way of good men, and keep the path of righteous, of the righteous. For the upright shall dwell in the land, and the perfect shall remain in it, but the wicked shall be cut off from the earth, and the transgressors shall be rooted out of it. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. So, I mean, that's so much to be said, thank you, the Most High, about the keeping of the law of Yahweh. It is our life. Hallelujah. It is our guide. It is that lamp. Hallelujah. That will guide us through in this journey. Hallelujah. So there's no way we can trump Yah's laws at all whatsoever. We're not smarter than he is. We need to submit. Hallelujah. Come under. Glory to the King. Hallelujah. But saints, I mean, how y'all doing out there, Israel? Are y'all truly encouraged? Are y'all really encouraged? I tell you what, just sitting in that tabernacle just again on Sabbath, man, it was beautiful. I can't even really describe it. But, I mean, y'all really, oh, man, this is beautiful. He was just really pouring it out of, you know, through Pastor. It was just beautiful. Glory to the King. Hallelujah. But you know what, saints? I'm going to start it off, and I'm going to just talk really, just to be honest with you and get right off into it. Hallelujah. Because, you know, saints, we spent the majority of our time, hallelujah, here on this earth, living in darkness. We have. And many of us is just coming this way. Our eyes are just being open to this truth. It's going to take some time. It's going to take a lot of work. It's going to take a lot of effort on our part, saints of the Most High, in order to cleanse ourselves and get rid of all the junk, of all the filth, this defiled and wicked and rebellious mind that we have. It's going to take some time, energy and effort. So get that through your mind. Get that through your head. It's going to take some work. One of the things when I was sitting here today, I was thinking, you know, I'm really grateful and thankful that Yah is really still dealing with me in this hour. Hallelujah. It reminds me of something that I heard Sister Jennifer say. You know, and try to say, you know, get close to how she said it, but she said that she was thankful that she's not a bastard. She's thankful, you know, that Yah is still dealing with her in this hour. And that's really true. Hallelujah. And those words, I mean, they echo, I mean, they there's just so much truth behind it, thank you, Lord, Sire. It really is. And I want to do this, too, while it's on my mind. Just give a shout-out to them, to the sisters, for the work that they do on the sister-to-sister broadcast and how they really, truly just bring it week after week. I don't get a chance to hear it all the time, but when I do, for the short time that I'm able to listen in, it's always edifying. It's always encouraging. And it's always true. And they always come with it. And I just want to give them a shout out. Hallelujah. And continue the work that you're doing for the Most High. And strengthening, you know, the daughters of Zion. So just big ups to y'all. Hallelujah. Sister Ashley, Sister Jennifer, and also Mother Carol was on there as well. Blessings, because it's just a wonderful, wonderful work that y'all are doing. Hallelujah. Having said that, let me go ahead and blow a trumpet for the daughters. Hallelujah. Keep striving, y'all. The brothers and sisters here in Israel, keep striving. But as I was saying, you know, we've been living this life functioning after the wrong thoughts, the wrong mindset for so long. And it's going to take some time. It really is. You know, it's a difficult thing to see yourself, to see how you've been so blinded by the lust of your wicked, wicked heart. And how, you know, your eyes have been open to see it. It really truly can be difficult. It can be hard. It can be difficult It can be a difficult thing to deal with. But what we need to do, Saints of Mosiah, is just be strong in Yahweh and in the power of His might. Hallelujah. Realizing why this is coming about. It's only to perfect us. Hallelujah. And it's only to make us better as individuals. Hallelujah. And if this mic is low, I don't know what's going on with it, but I pray that y'all can really hear me. I'm back on Skype again, so maybe I don't know what's going on with that, but I'm gonna keep going. I got it on the proper settings and everything as I always have it. Hallelujah. But just bear with me, Saints, if it's too low. Glory to the King. But definitely, Saints, you know, this is not a time to forsake the fellowship. When you see, this is not a time to run away. Hallelujah. Because sometimes, you know, folk done ran. We didn't have accounts of it. Folk done ran away. Yahweh trying to deal with them and deal with their heart. Don't allow shame, Saints. Don't allow pride to come in and stop you from being delivered, to stop you from being healed. And that's one thing we need to really work on as Israelites, that prideful state of mind. We need to learn to abase ourselves even more so going forward, Saints. I'm going to read a couple verses to you from Psalms here. Well, one from Psalms. All right, Psalm chapter 10. Glory to the King. Psalm chapter 10 and 16. And it reads, Psalm chapter 10:16, it says, Yahweh is King forever and ever. Hallelujah. Give me 1 second, Saints. Tell you what I do, I'll go to 2 Chronicles here. 34:27. And it says, because thine heart was tender, and thou didst humble thyself before Yahweh, when thou heardest his words against this place and against the inhabitants thereof, and humbled thyself before me, and didst rend thy clothes, and weep before me, I have even heard thee also, said Yahweh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. But Saints, it's just a time to embrace correction. It's a time to embrace when Yah is really dealing with us, when we can see who we truly are. We can see the faults. We can see the mess-ups, how we miss the mark. It's a beautiful thing to know that Yah is still dealing with us. Hallelujah. That we are still in the faith. So we need to learn to embrace that and be thankful for that. Glory to the King. One other thing I wanted to speak about, Saints. I only have just a couple points here just to talk about. You know, when we ask to increase, whether in knowledge and wisdom, understanding, and we're seeking to grow, we're seeking to go higher, we must prepare ourselves when doing so, because it's not just going to be handed to us. Hallelujah. The things that, you know, we think it's just going to come automatically, you know, be dropped into our hands and into our lap. It's going to take some, you're going to have to go through some things. You're going to have to be tempted in certain areas. You're going to have to really see. Hallelujah. It's not going to come easy. Glory to the King. But just keep that in mind and be ready when you ask for certain things, when you're seeking certain things, and when you're going from grace to grace, from glory to glory, and you're learning. Hallelujah. But as it says, wisdom does come through much experience, saints. Hallelujah. But we must endure. One other thing I want to tell you is this, saints. We must be mindful as we go along in this journey and in this life to be ready, taking advantage of each and every last day that we get, each second that we have upon this earth. We don't know when it'll be our last. We don't know when we'll be called upon for whatever. So we need to be ready. As it says in Luke, Luke chapter 12. Luke chapter 12 and 14, it says, "Be ye therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh at an hour when ye think not." So just imagine. Let's say within the course of the next 5 minutes, while you're in the midst of this broadcast, while you're in the midst of listening, one of you, your life is just taken from you. It's gone. And that's it. Your fate, it's sealed. That's it. Your testimony is sealed. That's it. Do we ever wonder or think on things like this? Or do we just so go so arrogantly about our lives and doing the things that we want to do, not even considering the words that have been spoken before us, not even realizing this? Because, see, a lot of people, just as in Christianity, you know, we go about thinking, you know, well, the end of the world and this and Christ coming. But let's be honest. There are many that have left. We hear the term that people, we hear it spoken that, you know, oh, they died before their time. But in actuality, it was their time. We don't consider at all. But the thing is, saints, we need to be ready. Because the day that the breath leaves our body, that's the day in which the Messiah has come. You see, all this evil happening all over the world. All over. I mean, it is crazy. And it's going to get even worse. The folk don't even value their lives. They don't even care. It'd be a shame, Israel, if you walk around with that same attitude, with that same mentality. You don't have the luxury of doing that. You don't. It'd be a shame if you did all this. And you slipped up. Not even being mindful of the Father. Not being diligent. You know, in seeking Him. In repenting. And with true repentance. It'd be a shame for you to do all this only to not make it. You know, it sounded so beautiful. It really did when Pastor was speaking on Sabbath. And he spoke about the kingdom, things that our minds can't even comprehend, can't even fathom, the glory of Yahweh, the marriage supper of the Lamb. We can't even imagine what that new Jerusalem would look like. Hallelujah. But I tell you what, saints, we better give all that we have in this life, every bit of it, whatever it takes, saints, whatever it takes, we better give it. We better dig deep. Hallelujah. Not allow these words to just be spoken to you in your ears and you hear it. And as I always say, for entertainment or as a good show or whatever the case is, this is not the world. This is not entertainment. This is not another sitcom or TV show. This is reality, and we're talking about eternity. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. But I pray that we get it right, saints. Each and every last one of you. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Saints, I'm going to take a break right quick. I'll be right back with you. Glory to the King.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straight Way Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell Jr. That's Charles Dowell Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G. T-O-N, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, and Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E, 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell, Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straight Way Truth ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
All right, hallelujah. Glory to the King, saints. Back here. Hallelujah. Forgive me for that sound that didn't come real, the sound didn't come through real good. Hallelujah. But Yah is always there for us. He is always faithful. Glory to the King. So bless his holy name. Give him all the praise for that. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. But saints, didn't have much for you today. I just wanted to say a few things to you. Definitely as we go, as we, you know, move forward in this thing, we're definitely going to have to endure some things. We'll have to go through some trials and temptations, and we're going to have to just really fight through it. Hallelujah. But I tell you what, it's one of the best things and one of the greatest places to be in this walk is when you can really truly see yourself, when Yah has revealed it unto you. Hallelujah. And so we have no other place but to go up and to grow and to improve. Hallelujah. It'd be a shame if we ignore the correction of Yah, if we ignore his reproof and his rebuke, and just be prideful and not take heed to it. Glory to the King. But we see how important the law is and how much it's being even more so revealed unto us. And we've been enlightened in the ways of Yahweh. Hallelujah. So glory to the King. It's a great day in Israel for the true saints, the remnant, those who desire to be free, those who desire to make it in and to strive to make it into that kingdom. Hallelujah. We need one another. We can't do it on our own. Hallelujah. And so let's be that support for one another. Let's be that encouragement for one another. Hallelujah. Satan would love to have one of you fall away, to have you trip and fall and stumble away. Hallelujah. But better make it up in your mind that there's nothing else out there for you to do, nowhere else for you to go. Yah sent you here to this place for a reason. Hallelujah. So whatever it takes for you to make it in, whatever it takes for you to die out to that old man, hallelujah, you're going to have to do it, Israel. Glory to the King. What I want to do, saints, I want to play something for you. And I played it before, and I want to play it again because it really, in a nutshell, pretty much break down this whole covenant, this whole marriage, this whole, the state that we're in. And we're seeing how intimate it is and how, a closeness that we need to be with our Elohim and what he requires of us. So this is a perfect opportunity that we have. Perfect opportunity right now in this time that we're living in. Each and every last one of you. Hallelujah. But take advantage of it. I'm going to play this and listen in. And I'll be out after this. Thanks for the Most High. I'll be out. I actually, I had a rebroadcast to play, but I decided just to come on here and talk to you just for a few minutes. Glory to the King. And just to perhaps say something that may encourage your hearts and minds. But listen to this, saints, and afterwards I'll be out. Bless y'all. Y'all be encouraged throughout the week. Also, remember, send back those curses, Be active in it, saints. Like Pastor said, that should be a part of your daily routine throughout the day, throughout the week. Returning curses and sending all that evil back, place it upon their heads, whatever evil that they send out and plan to do toward us, that it come right back to them. Hallelujah. Let them eat the fruit of their own labor. Hallelujah. Because you just don't know where people are at praying against us. And you don't know who's listening in. I mean, people, they always spying on what we're doing here. Hallelujah. But let us be active in our prayer and our warfare. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. This is Pastor Dow from one of his Sabbath evening broadcasts when he was speaking with Brother Emmy and telling him about the whole covenant, marriage covenant with Yah. Hallelujah. Listen in, saints.
From the beginning of it to the end of it, it is all about a biblical Hebrew marriage. Now, listen to this. Most people, they don't understand marriage. Marriage, according to the scriptures, according to the Torah, as soon as there is an agreement,